Today is Tuesday, October 9th, 2018, and this is the new moon session. For anybody who doesn't know me, this is Debbie Moran. And anybody want to state on the recording what their intentions are, hopes, dreams, whatever? Oh, Norman says, being and staying in my authority. So that is his intention. And I will read Carmen's intention till she gets here. And Carmen's intention is to refine my thoughts so my words create beauty and inspire cooperation rather than words that cut others down because they're motivated by the fears and torment of an undisciplined mind. I'm still formulating my own intention, actually. I said I was good earlier, and I am, although I've been out of sync the last couple of days. So I would like to come into, I would like to integrate and come into clarity and come into harmony with my surroundings, actually. I think I have, probably for the first time ever, and I say this sincerely, because usually I'm pretty good at just kind of blocking things out if I don't agree with them. And so I'm being faced with that, actually, that dynamic of, how can I be in situations that I see and judge as harmful and actually experience as harmful for my own physical health and the environment around me. How can I be in that and be in that still in that total place of trust and knowing that on some level that I have this deep understanding, belief system, knowing, whatever you want to call it, that there is a higher source, a divine plan that is running the show and I don't have to. to trust that all is well, even when it doesn't appear to be. So,
yes.
Is that you, Angela?
Yes, it is.
Do you want to add to that, my dear?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think part of that with trust is I just feel myself trying. It's like I'm recognizing where I'm trying to control.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm trusting, I can let go of some of the control. And I've had some of those epiphanies around, you know, I'm just watching the movie. Like, I think I should just start buying popcorn. And anytime I feel like I'm trying to control something, I should just sit back and maybe have some popcorn and remind myself that I don't need to control this. And with that, I've been offered just immense amounts of help. I haven't even had to ask for it. It's available. I just need to state what I need.
Nice.
And that keeps coming up. So I, you know, my intention for this new moon is to accept the help that's being offered. I think there are some control issues around that as well. It's like, I don't have to do all of this by myself. That's not the point. And I've been sensing, how do I say this? I just feel out of alignment between body, mind, and spirit. And I would like for that to come back into alignment. Yeah.
Well said. I resonate there, which is why I kept saying, I'm going to add a part to that for me, though, too, is sometimes it's about not taking action, and sometimes it's about actually taking action. In other words, following that guidance and rather than second-guessing.
Yes, I agree.
For me. So that's what I'm putting in there for me. And if you're in agreement, yay.
Yes, I am. And I even say in following up, like part of that action, it's like you think you took action, but then following up with it, like making sure that things are coming in, because it's not just the me, I'm dealing with other me's, and sometimes they forget, or, you know, and so it's like, it's okay to say, hey, did you remember to do this? I need for you to do this before I can do that. And they go, oh yeah, I forgot, I'm so sorry. And it's just a conversation. It's not another story to make up or a block or anything. It's just another way to connect.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had some of that come up this week too. And it's early. It's only Tuesday.
I know. Nice. Are you complete?
Oh, I hope so.
That doesn't mean you can't add, but okay, so I'm going to ask anybody else want to add something.
I'll say hello. I got here just a couple minutes late. This is Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
I'm in hurricane preparation mode.
Oh, got it.
Living in Tallahassee. I'm in the cone.
You're in the cove?
I'm in the cone.
Cone,
It's all good. I'm ready. I just brought my tulsi plants inside.
Okay,
they're huge. They're like 4 feet tall.
We'll ask for, like I did last year, ask for mercy for humanity, even though sometimes I understand.
Absolutely.
If we don't
get it,
I'm going to ask for it anyway.
That's my prayer. Yeah, that's my prayer for this one. Yeah.
Okay, my dear.
And I have a new kit.
Of love.
Another new kit.
Okay.
The animal manifestation continues. Bringing me lots of joy, lots of blessings.
Lovely. Lots of little helpers.
Yeah, my intention is just to keep on feeling grateful for everything that I have. And being in that state, I'm more able to be present for anyone else that needs my assistance.
Nice. Okay. Sending lots of love your way, and we'll see what we can do. What conversations we can have with Michael.
He's going to be what he wants to be.
Exactly. Doesn't mean we can't talk to him.
This is true. This is true.
Or listen to him more precisely.
Yeah, that's really more of the thing. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I grew up in Florida, and I've been through a lot of storms, and this one's not that different. It's a little bigger than what we've had recently, but we've had a couple others, you know, pretty good size come through. So it's exciting. I mean, it's just, in a way, just to see the majesty and the strength and energy of it. It's something really awesome. You know, I'm in awe and wonder of the.
You're in a good place. I feel it.
Yeah. We got everybody's all set. The kitties are all set and settled in, and I've got all my provisions, and my house is in a safe place. I'm not flood. I'm not on the coast or anything inland, but I'm just mainly going to have a lot of wind.
Okay.
A lot of wind. it's going to kind of go around us.
Did you want to add anything else? Yeah. You want to add anything else to your intention?
Whatever happens, that I'll be there and can handle it.
Okay.
And hopefully just be there for anyone else that needs help too. So we're reaching out to our neighbors and friends. I have a friend that's going to be coming over Wednesday. Now we're just helping one another.
Nice.
And it would be nice just to see that spread throughout the community and sort of break down some of those walls that people have put up for different reasons. And maybe something greater like this storm, you know, makes those other things seem kind of petty and small.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. It would be something that good that comes out of this.
All right, my dear. Are you complete?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Anyone else? Great. So what I'm going to do is just to kind of keep the recording clear is I'm going to mute everybody just because I've realized that too often in the middle of the session, noises come in and the person that usually is experiencing noises can't hear me say to turn it off. So I'm going to mute everybody and feel free, please, at any time that you get any intuitive guidance or something that you feel called to participate in, please do. Just unmute yourself by hitting star 6, and then you mute yourself again by hitting star 6, okay? So here we go. Okay, I think you probably heard that. You can unmute yourself anytime by hitting star 6. And again, this is a collective call. I am facilitating, but I know that we're all participating. So if anything needs to come through you, please unmute yourself, star 6. It's interesting because the call has already started, so the session already started as soon as we all got on the call. And so things have been moving even in our conversations. And what I'm feeling right now is as soon as I put everybody on mute, I felt suddenly this anxiety. And I feel like what I'm feeling is the anxiety. It's a collective anxiety. So it's many of us on the call that are experiencing these anxious moments and anxious situations and doing our best to just be in them, and yet our nervous systems are a bit frazzled, for lack of a better word. I see like frayed wires. And so what we want to do is actually balance our nervous systems and breathe together, if you all will. And please have water nearby, too. But the breathing is to bring us together. And when I say bring us together, it means bringing us individually together. So it's an integrative process of bringing oxygen to our blood and our bodies, bringing space to our thoughts and emotions, and bringing peace to the dance, to the rhythm of all of that, with the allowance and the awareness of what's going on. And those of you who have been on the calls with me before know I just kind of share with you what comes up, and I have lots of interesting guides and information that come through, and I hear things, I feel things, I see things, so on and so forth. So music always comes through, and what's going on just came through with Marvin Gaye. And it really is just there's so much going on in our collective environment that it is a bit like Michael, the storm. So Michael is showing me right now that this energy is in response to our collective environment. And yes, nature has storms, and yet again, there is a reminder that this is a response to our collective environment. So it's purposeful. It's purposeful to kind of shake things up and clear out the debris of the old, clear out those things that are like finished business, but we've been holding on to them, which might include old grudges, old judges. Interesting, old grudges, old judges, old unbudging spots. So old budges. So the humor is coming in. So the bottom line is, it's like Michael is coming through to shake things up and shake them loose and help to create space, fresh air, where there's been too much inflammation. It's like showing too much heat in the world. There's a reference there to the global warming, but it's also too much heat and friction in our thoughts and emotions and in our collective communication patterns, in our inability to actually have a conversation with one another, even if we have different points of view, to allow each other to have our points of view and to be able to have a decent conversation so that we can come to a place of harmony, even in our disagreements. And so there is that energy that is coming up. And it's to clear out. So we're going to the lungs, which is the air, going into the lungs, in the air, and to the trees, which are much like parts of our lungs. They relate very much to our lungs. Yes, they're wood element and liver, but they also relate to our lungs. They help to breathe in what we don't want and exhale what we need. So it's really coming from this place of harmony, cooperation, as Carmen said, meaning this place of alignment. Thank you, Ange. This place of alignment where we can align internally so that our bodily functions function easily in a place of ease with less friction in terms of friction is necessary for function often, but there is often too much friction, which causes all of this, again, anxiety and inflammation and inflaming just causes damage is what I'm seeing. It just causes damage when we allow ourselves to become so inflamed. And it's not about a control dynamic I'm hearing. It's not about trying to control it, but it's about breathing into the moment. And when we can breathe into the moment, we can come from this place of acceptance, trusting, and listening. That deep, deep listening you've all heard me talk about before, when we are in that inner space of listening and responding, which is a bit like kirtans and like the birds. And if you ever watch the birds, and by the way, the birds in a hurricane, you watch the birds, you know what the weather's going to do. So it's like that information of they're communicating with one another. Hello, Sotso and Joey. They're not here physically, but they're here energetically. And so it's really about that call and response, that listening, that waiting, that listening, that responding. instead of that harried, anxious fight-flight mechanism. So again, we're going back into the nervous system, and we're going back into the myelin sheath of the nervous system to do a repair there. Again, like the frayed wires in the nerves, I see like broken spaces and gaps in the myelin sheath. The image is like the coating around a wire, and there's spaces and gaps that aren't functional. In other words, they are not because of a function, they are because of a dysfunction. And so bringing in clarity into the parts of our physical bodies, into our nervous system, into the myelin sheath, into the central vessel, to the core of our bodies, the core of our being, the spinal cord, the dura mater, working very much with the nervous system, which is really highly reactive and highly inflamed. And it's interesting, when I said highly reactive, it actually showed me like a nuclear explosion. So it's really showing how intensely things can and have been getting out of control. And interesting, I use that word control, because again, it's not about, it is about controlling, but not controlling. It's about the allowing the physical functions to control where they need to control. So it's about aligning each organ, endocrine, and body part, each cell, each atom, each molecule, each system within our body. And as I say system within our body, I see the systems of our world and how they are so out of sync. And interesting, because they're showing me not just our U.S. systems, but our global systems and how they are so out of sync. And what that's showing me, it's like interesting, because we have different cultures, different religions, different languages. And it's showing me like it's interesting, this Bible image comes up of the Tower of Babel and like lightning. It actually looks like a tarot card right now. The tower, and the tower being struck and all chaos happening. And that's what it feels like with this inability to truly be in a space of spaciousness and allowing the communication to gently come to us, rather than us frantically groping in the dark or flinging in the wind, trying to hold on to that which we truly need to let go of and be with that we truly need to breathe into. So it's aligning our molecular structure in our bodies, our physical, atomic, our physical, tangible, and our energetic, atomic levels, aligning them in such a way where they're not clashing with one another, where they are coming together in a dance, a bit like, like showing me like a child's game where you touch the person and it's like, you're it. So it's kind of like that dynamic, you're it. So it's a gentle caressing of communication. So adding space and spaciousness to communication, as well as a gentle caressing rather than a butting of heads. And this is where showing me butting of heads, it's actually showing me a ram and a goat. Oh, that's interesting. A ram and a goat butting heads. And it sounds like a joke, but it's not. It's kind of where we are right now. A ram and a goat butting heads. And so what we need to do is, again, breathe into it the space enough so that there is a joy in the communication and the coming together, rather than a butting of heads. this is, again, talking about our brains. So what I feel like right now is we're working on multiple levels, multiple dimensions in terms of our physical brains, our atomic structure, our energetic structure, and our bodies on the physical level and the atomic structure and the energetic structure. And it's interesting because I keep saying that the brains and the bodies, and yes, they're the same. I mean, there's part of the same physicality and part of the same blueprint energy within each of us, and yet there is a distinct separation where it literally looks like the head is cut off from the body. And I love this. Now I'm getting the image of nearly headless Nick from Harry Potter and Hogwarts. So it's like really showing that division, that divisiveness that needs to be mended. And what I'm hearing when I say it needs to be mended, it's a bit like what we were saying in the beginning, Doreen. It's not about changing your roots. It's about changing your perception, your understanding of your roots. And when that happens, it's like the wound is never there, or the wound is seen from a whole different perspective, and at some point is seen as a blessing rather than a pain. So bringing an integrative process into the brains, the three brains, the brain, the head brain, the heart brain, the gut brain, collective brain, which is interesting to include. And so if we're going to include the collective brain, I'm being shown that it seems to me like there would be a collective brains, not just brain. So it's really tapping into the systems and the networks in our bodies and the system and the networks of the earth. And then there's a huge gap and huge discord that's been showing up like the corpus callosum issue in the brain, where it's supposed to connect and instead separates and blocks. And I'm seeing that as, so the huge disconnect is between the systems of that we have put in place that are out of alignment with nature. And I'm hearing they don't have to be out of alignment with nature, but they are. They can even be different and not be out of alignment with nature. And what they're showing me is the 12-month calendar and the 12-hour, 24-hour clock and just the way that we work with artificial lighting and artificial heating and cooling. So they're showing me the artificial intelligence. Interesting. I never thought we'd go there. The artificial intelligence there's a discord between natural and artificial. And I'm being told that there doesn't even have to be, but there is, because there is this separation that says one is better than the other. One is an improvement of the other. And that is not true, but that is our belief systems collectively, not everyone's, but the collective consciousness that tends to dominate our world under the guise of assistance. And so, and here's the thing I'm hearing, under the guise of assistance is true, and yet they're saying relax your judgment around that. So it's really calling all of us to come to a place of clarity where we specifically state what we feel is right without butting heads. Because it's really kind of coming from that place of I'm seeing this Aikido, this dynamic of going with the flow, this Aikido. And going with the flow doesn't mean being a pushover. It doesn't mean not having preferences. It doesn't mean not making a difference. What it means is standing clear where you are without having to put up such a fight against what you feel is wrong. And what I'm hearing is as we come to this place of clarity, then it's kind of like these things, and I'm even seeing this with Michael, these things that we resist and fight against, when we quit resisting and fighting against them, and when we just breathe into the essence of who we are at our core, even when we don't have a clue who that is, and that's what I'm hearing, even when we're in a space of confusion where we don't have a clue where that is, just breathing into that moment and allowing what is to be in such a way where it just kind of washes over you instead of knocking you down and beating you up and drowning you or choking you off. So it's really being this place of non-resistance and allowing just the right amount of tension in our bodies and in our lives to actually get things done from a place of listening rather than a place of forcing. And I'm seeing different planets coming up. So the first planet I see coming up is Pluto, which is interesting. So I see planet Pluto coming up and linking to Jupiter. And I don't have to analyze that. I'm just watching. It's kind of like they're doing this kind of little get acquainted. It's kind of actually cute. It's kind of like this little get acquainted of, hey, remember me? Yeah. So it's kind of like just touching base and touching in with one another in such a way that, there's a remembrance here. There's a remembrance of my role in this picture, in this story, in this life, and my connection with you and your role in this story, in this life. So it's this communication going on between those two planets. I love it. And linking that then to the brain, the whole time, interestingly enough, the spleen is over here, off to the left, and it's like the spleen is feeling overwhelmed, and the spleen is feeling almost overwhelmed and bloated. So needing to kind of connect those two planets, believe it or not, to the spleen, and then linking that to the kidneys to tap into flushing, cleansing, energy, blood, fluids, all of that, nourishment, to tap into nourishment, self-nourishment. And this is interesting because it's also tapping into self-nourishment, and it's working at the subconscious level and the subconscious level of the mind, which is really those things, those belief systems, those attitudes, those points of view that operate beneath the surface that we either think we're done with or we don't think we participate in or we're not even aware of, that are influencing us on some level in the background and influencing our environment through us by that process of that lack of awareness. So bringing in the light into those connections to light up the pathways. And this is really good because this is a Venus retrograde time. So it's really good to kind of light up those situations, circumstances, points of views from the past that perhaps need realigning or new alignment, need cleansing, need letting go of, need need something, have some sort of need, whether it's simple acknowledgement or some sort of integrative process, awareness, alignment, clearing. I just heard somebody else come on, and did you have something you wanted to contribute?
Yeah, it's me, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
There's a huge collective mind crystal that's been triggered by, you know, the recent events over the last couple of weeks, probably primarily that I've been feeling. I just realized it when you were talking about the subconscious and how everybody, I mean, I work in the Western medical field and people are coming in triggered and not realizing it, and which is always fun to try to point out. Yeah, and so you have to talk around it and hope they get it and hope you don't, you know, trigger a reaction in them that they think you're an idiot or crazy. So, but nonetheless, it's just trying to resolve, you know, it's bringing light to areas of darkness, you know, which the Me Too movement and other things have done, but also it's just a deeper level of that. And when you're talking about the artificial intelligence and people not knowing what the truth is, you know, which news media is telling the truth, because it can't both be, it's just all this confusion. And it's just shining light on that. So hopefully people will get some clarity, but also this feels more like a resolution thing.
Yes.
You know, ultimately nothing changed, but a lot more people feel like they've had their say and a lot more people have brought up past issues. So than ever before.
Nice. Yeah, so for those of you who don't understand the language of a mind crystal, Andy, you want to elaborate?
It's like a deep influence that you're not even aware of because it's not even in your subconscious, but it's deeper in your subconscious mind. But it, when it gets triggered, it's it just brings up all different emotions, all different dysfunctional energies. So, I mean, in body talk, we learned about breaking them and all that, but it's more shining light on them, I guess. So you know it's that thing that's being triggered so that it can't trigger you in the same way again, but it's a really, really deep belief system or structural thing in your mind, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you have better words that make sense. I don't know that I'm using the right words.
No, you are. I just wanted to get to people to hear that. The other thing would just be that we are essentially crystalline structured beings. And, so if you think of it from that point of view, a mind crystal would be an abnormality or a rerouting of our structure in a way that creates something that is maybe no longer of service.
Yeah, or if you think of our system as like silica chips or you know, hard drives or that kind of analogy, it's like a virus that we just found in our system that gives us an opportunity to maybe run an antivirus program, but we didn't even know it was there. So.
Great. Yeah, that's perfect, especially since the artificial intelligence came in there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this?
It's Doreen. Hi, Andy.
Doreen. Hi, Doreen.
Can I give one more analogy?
Please.
Of course.
This is like I said. Yes,
it's
please.
Like your lymph system gives you pimples and boils and stuff, but really the lymph system is doing what it does, and it's just collecting it all in one little sac because it's the only way it feels it can get out. So
yes.
a crystal is kind of like one of those evil, 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 horrible pimples that you get every once in a while that says, look at me now.
That's great. That is a great metaphor, and yes, it is. Or a great analogy. That's perfect. And it is that. But even as you pointed out, in the lymphatic system, those horrible, ugly pimples are not horrible, ugly things. They're just showing you what is collected that's not so helpful.
And like Shrek says, better out than in.
Yes, very much so. And
okay,
yes, and this is where
we
are.
Myself.
Okay, my dear, thank you. And this is where we are. And this we are in this place of, I love that. I just felt a shift with that, actually. We're in this place of bringing clarity into the different aspects of our being. And the different aspects of our being, there's so many of them, it's way too complex for us to try to figure out. That's where the control, that's where the trust of the control mechanisms that are already established in place from our very creation are, that's where that comes in. So it's allowing those control cycles that are, know what they're doing, to do what they're designed to do, and to bring our inability to bring ourselves in terms of interference, bring ourselves out of interfering with ourselves. So we're moving our interference of ourselves. So it's like working with our shadows in such a way that we are looking them straight in the eye and not saying, I hate you, you're ugly, get out of my way, or get out of my body, or get out of my life. Instead saying, wow, thank you, show me what you need to show me so we can go on together. So it's that integrative process of shining light on the shadow in such a way that we recognize it's another aspect of our being, and it's only a shadow because we don't want to look at it. We don't want to accept it. So it's a rejected part of ourselves and our being. So it's about calling forward and forth all of those rejected parts of ourselves that we deny or try to throw out, and bringing them kind of into the fold, meaning into the folds of your skin, into the folds of your fascia, into your being in such a way that it's like filling in the lines of your being with the colors of your life, with all the nuances and all of the different diverse aspects of your being, in such a way where it's a celebration of your being rather than a war. Everybody breathe that in. Because it was like, wow, that was really massively big, a big celebration of each individual being on this call, and each individual being intended or integrated and receiving this call in such a way that the body is learning to experience the celebration of being together so that it can transform our external lives as well to the celebration of being together in all of our wonder and all of our diversity and all of our abilities and all of our disabilities. Wow, and that is, I need to breathe that in. Everybody breathe, and if you will, just take long, slow, deep breaths in and out, and tap your head while you do that. And then tap your heart. And then tap your navels. And feel the joining there. Feel the coming together. I feel like I almost heard like a clunk as things kind of came together, not clunkily, but just kind of like, just kind of came into place, into a more purposeful alignment. I don't want to say better. I want to say more purposeful alignment. Yes. Then we need to go into our senses. Our senses, and I'm hearing our senses have been senseless. Our senses have been senseless. And it's really bringing a new vitality to our senses. So kind of peeling away layers of stickiness around our eyes, around our sense organs, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, our tongue, our ears, our fingers, our skin. It's like peeling away this sticky, gelatinous layer that has just become congested and blurry and muted in such a way where we're not experiencing the clarity that is available to us, the vitality that is available to us. The pleasure that is available to us. And as I say the pleasure that is available to us, it's an interesting sensation because I said the pleasure that is available to us, and it immediately revealed a, I see like this energy hiding in the shadows. It looked like it was under a rock and under a mushroom, so it's kind of like this moldy, shameful energy that feels ugly. So there's this ugliness that we have in our shadows that we feel that we just feel so much of, we experience so much of, and so it's like we literally want to gently bring it out. Let's bring it out into the light, because it's this guilt, this shame, this disgust, all of these languages of repulsion and rejection and revulsion that is around pleasure and too much pleasure. It's almost like there's a fear of too much pleasure goes too much into the darkness, and it goes into all of those fears of demons and Dungeons and Dragons, and which I love dragons, by the way. But, you know, it goes into all this fear of and shame, and this fear of being punished, fear of being wrong. It goes into dynamic of right and wrong, and it's okay to have some pleasure, but too much pleasure leads to bad things. So it's a lack of discernment that is being experienced or felt like being experienced by this aspect of our beings that is afraid to just relax. Oh, it's the wildness in us. The wildness in us is so afraid of being killed. It's so afraid of coming out into the light, because if it comes out into the light, there's going to be a gun there to just kind of put it down. Well, and so it's like this sense of the wildness of our souls and the wildness of our being is staying hidden. And as a result, it comes out at the oddest times. And there is almost like a justification of why it shouldn't come out. So this is the parts of us that are justifying, keeping our souls constrained, keeping our souls in bondage, keeping our souls from revealing the wildness of our being. And it's interesting because as I say that, I see like wildflowers, and to me there's not much more beautiful than a field of wildflowers. And if you think of, I'm saying this now to this part of our soul that's feeling constrained and chained up and bound up and unable to reveal itself for fear of annihilation, I'm letting it know from my perspective, the wild, if you look at the wild, animals do not purposely go out and cause harm for the sake of just causing harm. They hunt for food. They fight to protect themselves. They don't just go at random and wildly create havoc everywhere. And I see the Storm Michael now going, oh, it's almost like Michael's kind of looking at us going, oh, look, they're listening. And so it's really about acknowledging the wildness of our soul in such a way that it is not only acceptable, it's embraced and it's cherished and it's allowed to come out and play because it is part of our being. And as long as we reject it or hide it or keep it caged up and controlled, we are inviting the confrontation of it in our own lives from the inside out and the outside in. So it's that whole mirroring dynamic. Wow. That is beautiful. Thank you. Everybody just breathe that in and tap it in. Head, heart, belly, and anywhere else you feel like tapping. If you feel like getting up and dancing, do. We're bringing all of that together into this really great, glorious formula. Like it's like a big party of being. Again, a celebration of being. A celebration of life. And a claiming of that celebration. Ah, it's not just a celebration, it's a claiming of that celebration of life for each and every person on this call and each and every person alive that is ready, willing, and able to claim that celebratory aspect of their being in such a way where they shine wherever, whenever, whatever, even in the midst of sadness, even in the midst of depression. There's like no apology, just being. And when I say no apology, it's not about bullying or outside of ourselves. It's about just allowing ourselves to be and inviting the world around us to do the same. That's really beautiful. Allowing ourselves to be and inviting the world around us to just be. And I see it a bit like we're all like these little vortexes, these little vortices, these little hurricanes, if you will. And we don't have to go around and create damage as long as we stay in the eye. Then everything orders itself around us. So it's coming to that place of trust internally. Inhaling and exhaling and inhaling and pausing that moment to just provide enough space for the magic. And then exhale and pause and provide just enough space for the magic. And it's not like, it's not forced magic. It's unseen magic. And it's the realization of everything in life is magical if we allow it. And if we allow it, if we recognize it and acknowledge it, and we appreciate it and share it. So these are the words. Allow, accept, acknowledge, appreciate, and just be. And in that being, it just all kind of radiates out from us. I see these radiant circles of light just going out, much like the ripples when you throw pebbles in the water. We are like those pebbles, and the ripples are the essence of our being as we vibrate in and with our surroundings harmoniously. And I'm being advised to say, even with harmony, there's discord sometimes. And if we can just be in that moment of discord and breathe into it and allow it, appreciate it, accept it, acknowledge it, and breathe into it, it will harmonize again to a new harmony, to a new rhythm, to a new way of being, and it will vibrate out into our lives, into the people we care about in the world around us, and into the world around us in general. And that, my dear, is the end of the session. That's beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to unmute now.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And you guys all know this recording will be available after tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And please feel free to communicate and connect with one another on the New Moon Session group page. I know there's a lot of pages out there, but it's just a place where you can go and express yourself and ask for help if you need it, or ask a question, or share something if you got an insight or had an experience that you feel is worthy of sharing with everybody, and maybe as a result of our sessions together.
Where does one find this page?
This is on Facebook. New Moon Session. If you're not part of it, let me know and I will send you an invitation, or you can just go in and join, actually. It's an open page, not a closed group.
Well, thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome, Carmen.